in the limelight.
Iran has made it clear that the security of the region is the collective responsibility of the littoral states, and therefore the presence of any foreign forces in the Persian Gulf, especially of the U.S., is highly detrimental to regional stability. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading Iran's Firm Resolve for Regional Stability. Stay tuned for more. Iran and Oman have been neighbors since time immemorial. Unlike the other states on the southern shores of the Persian Gulf, including the largest one, Saudi Arabia, all of which are colonial creations. This is not to discredit them, since these former British protectorates and presently American client states are, after all, neighbors to the Islamic Republic and Muslim by tradition, even if some of them, or more properly, the tribal clans that lead them, have blundered in inviting the rapacious Zionist wolf to their region. Anyway, the usurper regime of Israel is not expected to last long in Palestine, let alone its undesirable diplomatic presence in the Persian Gulf. While Iranians and the Arabs, as inseparable parts of the great Islamic Ummah, will continue to live as neighbors and share the rich resources of the region, irrespective of the undesirable presence of the Americans, who, like all outside intruders, will soon become part of history. Iranians and the Arabs, as well as all other Muslims, whatever their ethnicity or language, Turkic, subcontinental, African, European, and Southeast Asian, need to cooperate with each other and coordinate views for reviving glories of the great Islamic civilization. This has been the principal policy of Iran ever since the triumph of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. And in spite of the wars, economic sanctions, and terrorism imposed by the U.S. to try to create bad blood between Muslims, Tehran has spared no efforts to promote Islamic solidarity by fostering good neighborly relations with all. This is evident by the recent visit to Muscat of the Iranian president, who earlier this month had played host to the Emir of Qatar, within 3 months after his official trip to Doha. Earlier, President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi, who was elected head of the executive branch of the government less than a year ago, had paid a state visit to Russia in January, preceded by official trips to the Central Asian countries of Tajikistan in September and Turkmenistan in November. Among the heads of state so far received in Tehran by President Raisi, mention could be made of President Barham Saleh of Iraq, President Ilham Aliyev of the Republic of Azerbaijan, and President Bashar al-Assad of Syria, as well as Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan of Armenia. Important accords were made during the Iranian president's meetings with senior leaders of these countries. And last Sunday in Muscat, Dr. Raisi and Sultan Haytham bin Tariq Al Said signed at least 12 agreements in various fields. This is indicative of the firm resolve of the Islamic Republic of Iran to promote brotherly relations to the benefit of both the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Sultanate of Oman, which are located on the opposite sides of the Strait of Hormuz at its narrowest point of entry to the Persian Gulf. Iran has made it clear that the security of the region is the collective responsibility of the littoral states, and therefore the presence of any foreign forces in the Persian Gulf, especially of the U.S., is highly detrimental to regional stability. We hope the truth will dawn on those countries of the region who seem to be in deep slumber and ignorant of the designs of the Americans and the Zionists.